From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. In Guatemala, former dictator Efraín Ríos Montt has won a legal battle to run for president in November elections. General Ríos Montt seized power in 1982 and held it for 18 months. Under his rule, the Guatemalan military carried out some of the most brutal acts of the country's 36-year-long civil war, killing tens of thousands of Mayan Indians suspected of being communist guerrillas. NPR's Jerry Haddon reports from Guatemala City.
Antonio, a Quiché Indian from the remote Ixil region of central Guatemala, was 11 years old when the army marched into his tiny farming village. It was March 1982, and Ríos Montt had just come to power, promising to rid the nation of communist insurgents. Antonio, who won't give his last name, says soldiers locked all the children in the local church, then massacred 95 unarmed adults right outside the door.
"Go back to your houses," the army told us, after opening the church doors. They said, "Stop and take a look at your dead parents." They were laying out in the courtyard. Some had their heads cut open. Others were missing their eyes. The blood was pooled in our central market where the people came to buy and sell.
The army then burned the village to the ground, giving those spared 15 minutes to hit the road. This massacre was typical of the scorched earth policy used by Ríos Montt as the Cold War played itself out in one of Central America's most conflicted nations. Ríos Montt was toppled in 1983, but he has remained a strong political figure. In the early 1990s, he formed the Republican Front of Guatemala, or FRG, the party ruling today. He is currently head of Congress and considered to be the true power behind the presidency of his protege Alfonso Portillo. Last night, Guatemala's Constitutional Court freed Ríos Montt to run for president. The decision, 4-3, says a constitutional restriction on coup leaders doesn't apply to the former dictator because it went into effect in 1985, after Ríos Montt's rule. The decision was delivered at midnight when most Guatemalans were in bed. Outside the FRG headquarters in downtown Guatemala City, a few passing cars honked in celebration. Clothing vendor Juan Carlos Hernandez, his wife Adela, and their 11-year-old son pulled over in a beat-up car, smiling contentedly. Juan Carlos says back in the early 1980s, people appreciated the dictator's heavy-handed rule, which made life safer in the city.
In 1982, the general brought order to the capital. Now the laws work in favor of the delinquents, the thieves. For that reason, the criminality is going up, not down.
Minutes after the court's ruling, Ríos Montt himself went on national television to celebrate the newfound legitimacy of his presidential bid. It was his third try via the courts.
Ya, de hecho y de oficio, ellos tienen que inscribirme.
Now it's a fact, he said. The electoral authorities have no choice but to register me as a candidate. What's important is that the decision was based on the law, not on politics. Human rights groups, dismayed by the court's decision, disagree. They point out that two judges added to the court bench at the last minute are Ríos Montt sympathizers. One used to be his lawyer. Frank Larue heads a group called Cal de Hache, which is pressing for genocide charges against Ríos Montt for wiping out literally hundreds of Indian villages in his battle against Marxist-inspired rebels. Far from becoming a presidential candidate, he says the general should be jailed.
This was a military government, and he had his own general staff. He was kept abreast of what was happening. So there's no way that he could say, or anyone could say, that he did not know what was going around. The level of casualties were civilians, innocent civilians, women, children, and men. This is why it's genocide.
The international community has also voiced concerns about the potential return of Ríos Montt to high office. Charges of genocide against the general are pending in Spain. The U.S. has said that a cordial relationship with Ríos Montt as president would be difficult in light of his past record. More than 20 years ago, Ríos Montt gained the diplomatic support of the U.S. under President Ronald Reagan for helping to roll back Soviet influence in the region. In an interview after meeting Mr. Reagan in 1982, Ríos Montt famously quipped, "We have no scorched earth policy. We have a policy of scorched communists." Tomorrow, thousands of Mayan Indians will descend on the capital to protest against Ríos Montt and his latest bid for power. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Guatemala City.